Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Women Who Travel is a transported podcast for anyone curious about the world. We talk to adventurers and athletes.
I've raced the God's Own Adventure Race, which is on the South Island and goes through the mountains down in the Southern Alps on New Zealand. That was 8 days spent out in the wilderness.
And chefs.
Iranian food is home, it's family, it's love.
And we share dispatches from our listeners.
Ireland is full of these, I will call them ghosts of the past.
From stampeding elephants to training sled dogs. We hear it all.
The dogs will curl right up with you, and it can be kind of cozy waiting things out.
New episodes of Women Who Travel publish every Thursday. Join us wherever you listen.
Hi, I'm Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are The Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real, honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you guys.
Kim, one thing is, at some point right before we start, you ask, where does this episode take us? And you're going to say, to...
Wait, we're doing the case?
No idea. You don't even know.
Kim writes in a chicken scratch code, so I can't even like, read it when it's like left out on the counter. All right, let's begin. If you're going on a trip and you pack your bags and then you come home in a bag, you might have gone on a slaycation.
Woohoo!
Welcome to Slaycation. I am, of course, Adam Tex Davis. I am joined, as always, by my lovely wife, Kim.
Hi. Hello.
And my longtime friend and business partner, Jerry Kolber.
Hello.
Before we begin, I know nothing about the case. They're going to tell the details and I'm going to ask questions and I'll be like you, the listener, and we'll be learning about this for the first time. Before we start, I was thinking about, while you guys do the research, I get to think about murder. And, you know, there's one thing I thought of that I don't think enough of the slaycators that are out there committing the crimes think about. This kind of often leads to them getting caught, or at the very least puts them under suspicion. Any thoughts what that could be?
Coming home without their spouse?
Right. Well, that's a hallmark of a slaycation. I mean, that's going to happen. Kim, you got something?
No.
Okay.
Got nothing.
Ready? Acting.
What do you mean?
Let's face it. If you're going to attempt a slaycation, you're going to have to do some acting. Right? And that gets a lot of people in trouble, right? Because, you know, you got to pull off a good slaycation. Yeah. Well, you're definitely going to be with the person that you're slaycating, right? Then you're going to have to make a 911 call. You're going to have to talk to the cops. You're going to have to maybe recount the story to friends and family. It's easy to get tripped up by bad acting or overacting, right?
Uh-huh. You know,
that happens
with
a lot of our cases.
Yeah. It's like sex.
What?
I see.
Oh, act bad.
Not
acting.
Us, though.
Bad acting.
Not,
right,
I
gotcha.
Just was...
I see.
Do I need to leave the room for a minute? Like, do you guys got to work some shit out here? Like, what is...
Anyway, honey, go.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was going to say, you know, it's like, we play them on the show. Like, we instantly judge the 911 call. We're constantly like, that's bullshit. They did it. And everybody's going to hear this 911 call. So I'm just saying, you know, if you're going to do all that planning anyway, the vacation, the murder.
I see where you're going with this.
Maybe it wouldn't hurt.
An acting class.
Throw in a couple of acting lessons.
Acting class, yep.
And then I thought, I wonder if anyone has ever got caught or become a suspect because they took acting lessons right before a suspicious death. Like, man, this guy's either innocent or he's a really good actor. You know, actually, he just completed 12-week intensive Juilliard course. He's doing Shakespeare in the Park next week.
Okay, what scenes would you do if you were like, I got to get really good at acting innocent? I'm trying to think of like what monologues or scenes you would do.
I was wondering, like, you should watch Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Psycho. Anthony Perkins kind of gets away with it. Although he's crazy, so maybe he doesn't really think he did it.
What about that Ed Norton movie? The old one?
Yes.
Where he plays the...
Presumed Innocent, I think.
Is that
no, wait, is that
no,
the, that's the Harrison
it.
Ford one. That was called Primal Fear.
Yes. Primal Fear.
Yeah.
Great one.
Great one.
Usual Suspects.
Yep. A Perfect Murder with Michael mm-hmm. Douglas. Usual Suspects, I had that.
So yeah. These are good choices to learn in acting class, but could put you under suspicion if your spouse is murdered.
Yes.
Gone missing soon thereafter.
You mean to help you so that you can get away with it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You can't be too good and you can't be too bad. It's tough. Maybe there's an acting school opportunity there.
A side hustle.
Yeah. All right. Very excited for today's case. I know you've been working feverishly on it. I haven't seen my wife in like 2 weeks.
that's not true.
So, Kim, where will we be slaycating today?
We will be slaycating in Ocean City, Maryland. Ocean City.
Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes.
Okay, not the first place I think of for a vacation, but I don't know much about it. What is Ocean City, Maryland?
It's one of these local East Coast beach resorts, Jersey Shore-esque kind
Ocean of place. City's near the ocean?
Shocking.
Okay.
Yes, it is near the ocean.
Gotcha.
It's one of these places, like if you're probably in a 100-mile, 200-mile radius, it's a place you'd go for right. for a weekend. Not an international resort destination, but
no.
Very much a, you know, timeshares, condos.
Sounds nice.
Nice place to have a nice long vacation weekend.
Yeah.
Or
a nice long slaycation weekend.
Mm.
Right.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
What do you got, Kim?
Well, there's many types of slaycation. I've discovered many different ways to slaycate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How many are we going to use today?
Well, we're going to just talk about this particular slaycation. So it was Memorial Day weekend, 2002.
2002. Okay.
2002. Yes. Martha Margene Millsap Crutchley, known to her friends as Jeannie.
As Jean?
Jeannie.
Jeannie.
Yes.
Okay.
And Joshua Edward Ford, known as Josh to his friends,
okay,
decided to take time out of their busy schedules, take advantage of the long weekend, and kick off the start of summer in a resort beach town in Ocean City, Maryland. Sounds good.
So far.
So far, right? The town they're from is in Fairfax. It's Fairfax, Virginia.
How old are they?
So
relax. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Because that's interesting.
It is interesting.
But 106 and 4.
Well, anyway, so Jeannie is an insurance executive and Josh is a successful mortgage broker. And they met at a holiday party in Boston in 1999.
Mortgage and insurance.
Yes.
Wow. That must be some party.
They're both Virgos.
Oh.
They are.
Oh, God.
They're very Virgo.
All right.
And very Virgo together, too.
Someone else's as well at this table.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Your kind of people.
Yep.
So the two were quite smitten with each other upon meeting. It seems Josh ignited Jeannie's inner cougar, as the only thing that came between the two of them was the 19-year age difference.
19-year age difference.
Almost
okay.
to the day.
Oh.
Yes.
Who, and okay, so she
September
was older.
Virgos.
Oh, she was almost 20 years older.
Yes.
Than him. Okay.
Yes.
She was 51. And he was 32.
When they met.
It was a couple years earlier, so
yeah.
She was probably 48 and he was 29.
Okay.
I think, if I'm doing the math right.
Where could this be leading?
So both of them were divorced. Josh was a dad and maintained a close relationship with his son, Zachary.
From the first marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
And Jeannie enjoyed a warm relationship with her stepdaughter, who called her mom. Clearly, though, this was a second chance at love for the two of them. And by all accounts, they loved and enjoyed one another. And so when Josh was offered a job opportunity in Fairfax, Virginia, Jeannie made that move with him, and together they settled in a cozy, modest home in a suburb right outside Washington, D.C. They get to Ocean City, check in at the Atlantis condominium that Friday, did some grocery shopping for the coming days, and looked forward to the long, leisurely strolls, the mini golf, the sunning on the beach, all that good stuff that comes along with a beach resort slaycation
right.
or vacation,
vacation
getaway
vacation,
or whatever
right.
have you.
Right. Right, they probably booked it as a vacation, right? They probably didn't book it as a slaycation.
No, no, okay. No. It was just some fun.
That's a cheaper package, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
So Saturday, May 22nd, 2002, weekend shenanigans were underway.
May. Okay, so it's earlier than the summer, so this isn't really go in the water
well,
weather.
It's the probably
it's East Coast.
And I don't know.
All right, I'm just picturing the scene.
It's the one, I always get Labor Day and Memorial Day confused. Whichever one of those is first.
Right.
It's that weekend.
Right.
which is historically it's a barbecue weekend. People might go in the beach, even if it's a little cold. You know, they might go in the water.
Okay.
But it's the beginning of summer,
right?
Basically.
But there's mini golf, like you said.
Yeah, there's mini golf. There's, in this resort time, lots of nighttime hijinks. So
yes. In this town?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ocean City's known for the nighttime hijinks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kim, define hijink. Name one hijink.
Secrets.
Okay.
I just, I hope there's a bar in Ocean City called Hijinks.
There should be.
I mean,
there should be.
There's a bar. There is a, there bar, is a bar called Secrets, Secrets, but spelled Secrets. Spelled S-E-A-C-R-E-T-S. Oh, so
very clever. Play so on clever. Words, right?
Right.
In case you forget that you're near the water.
Right. Everything has to be named watery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Oceany. No, it's good.
So Jeannie and Josh enjoyed the day. They stopped in at the Green Turtle, had some eats, drinks, enjoyed the Celtics game. I know how you love the Celtics.
That is so not true.
Given that...
And this is the first day they're there?
Yeah, it's like the, you know, the first day.
Okay, so they got there, they spent the night, then they... Right. This is their first full day there.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right.
Green Turtle?
Yes. And given that Ocean City has quite the nightlife, they have what has become known as the drunk bus.
Mm-hmm. The drunk bus.
The drunk bus.
Yeah. Okay.
Which makes its way on the strip, stopping at or near all the local watering holes.
And to pick up our daughter.
Leave her out of this.
Okay.
And she prefers pot, by the way. I think it's more of the...
She likes a good drunk bus, too, from what I hear her Instagram say.
Oh, my God. Okay. After they have their drink and they're watching the Celtic game, they go back to the condo.
Wait, did they get on the drunk bus?
Well, they're going to get on the...
Oh, that's... Okay.
Yeah, that's... Gotcha. You know, after they've eaten, after they've watched the game...
And she's in her 50s.
Yes.
And she likes the drunk bus.
Okay.
So... We've been talking about this.
Yeah, Jerry and I have been kind of obsessed.
Like,
we're
obsessed with this. Like,
we are.
What? I'm in my 50s and I like going out. But first of all, like, the age difference between her and Josh is...
I'm older than him. It's like dog years sometimes.
Right. And it's like, was she keeping up with him? Was she really into this? Like, because the thing is, her life back in Fairfax is very buttoned up. She's the supervisor for...
She's an insurance or the mortgage?
She's an insurance.
But she's insurance. He's mortgage.
She's the supervisor, the director of the whole underwriting department at a pretty major insurance company office in Fairfax. She never misses meetings.
Nope.
She's never late. She's like... Very reliable. Kim and I were talking about it. Maybe it's one of these, like, just say yes to everything weekends. Like, I just need to blow off some steam.
Right.
I'll go on the drunk bus. Let's get messed up. Let's have fun.
Right.
But yes, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I just say one more thing about this? So, having grown up in South Florida.
Right.
There is...
And Miami.
In Miami, like, where there's, like, a lot of retirees. A lot of people, even older, would totally be down for the drunk bus. As long as it's, a drunk bus with other older people.
Right.
There's no, like, age cutoff for... Want to go out and party and have fun.
I could totally see my mother on a drunk bus. I'm just saying.
I'm really trying to picture that, and I think I like it.
Yeah. She just needs to get the first seat.
I can't get all the way back there. I can't fit back there. She really sounds like
That's exactly how she sounds.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, my God. Anyway, they head back to the condo, freshen up. You know, and they're going to get the party on. Josh is waiting for Jeannie, and he would actually give his brother a call, and they would have a conversation about the Celtics and all of that, say goodbye. And then Jeannie and Josh leave.
The Celtics seem to play a big part in this.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Right. No, not.
Just making sure.
I mean.
The brother is in Boston, right?
Yes, because that's where.
They're from.
Yeah.
Okay, they're from Boston. Originally.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the Fords, Josh and Mark, his brother, are from Boston.
So he probably likes the fucking Patriots and the Red Sox and the...
Take it easy, all right?
All right.
This isn't Sportcation.
Right. So he checks in with his brother, they chat, and then they get ready to go. They get on the drunk bus, take their seats in front. And not long into the ride, there was a bit of a commotion with an inebriated couple going back and forth with the bus driver.
Wait, drunk couple fighting on the drunk bus?
I know, it sounds crazy.
Unheard of.
But this...
All right, so they're fighting with the driver. You don't want to fight with the driver.
They're just going back and forth, you know, because apparently they had gotten on the bus, didn't realize that you needed the exact change, and the bus driver was like, you need exact change.
Which, by the way, I just want to make a side note here for the city of Ocean City. Requiring exact change on the drug bus seems insane.
Yeah, you're lucky if you get anything. How about no vomit?
Like, right. How about here's a whatever the money is, just give it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Charge it to my room or something. You know? Like, yeah.
That's an excellent
Or
point.
Make the drunk bus free. Right? Because it's like a city
thing.
Well,
it should be.
But the exact change thing is blows my mind every time.
Yeah, buy a ticket first.
Right.
And then it's like unlimited pass to
drunk
bus.
Or you buy a certain number of drinks at a bar and you get a free pass. And
right.
The bars pay for it. Like, I know we're now getting into city planning stuff here, but
right.
Yeah, the exact change required on drunk bus, bad idea.
That's a very bad idea.
Change!
Well, this was the early 2000s.
Right.
And
but
change
still
had.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
so it's 67 cents, sir.
Well, that's what was going on.
Okay.
There was a fight because this couple didn't have the exact change.
And they're
the
already,
they're
coming into this drunk. They're
right.
coming into it.
Okay.
And so witnessing the brouhaha.
Literally, B-R-E-W, ha-ha.
Right. Josh generously stood up and paid the couple's bus fare.
Okay. I have exact change, sir.
He not only had exact change, he had exact change for himself, his girlfriend, and another couple.
Exactly.
Mm. See, this is Virgo.
That
this is why
is
you want Virgo.
So Virgo.
Because Virgos can get drunk on the drunk bus and still have exact change, and that is why I'm
right?
a good guy to go out with.
That is shockingly accurate and true. Yeah. All right. I'll give that. I'm like thinking, like, is this drunk couple a plant? Is they part of the scheme here? You know, I'm thinking of the perfect murder version.
Right.
So anyway.
So the couple, they thank Josh. They make their way on the bus, take their seats next to Jeannie and Josh, and in a gesture of thanks, offer to buy them drinks.
Okay.
The young couple, married, introduce themselves as BJ and Erica.
BJ and Erica. Okay.
Yes. So they all make their way to Secrets.
Secrets. S-E-A.
C-R-E-T-S. Yes.
Right.
Yes. And this place is known as the hottest night spot on the strip.
Known by them or by you?
Right, because we know how I am about the nightlife.
I don't know. Maybe that's your secret.
Well, we know. You know, they get there, interestingly enough, and this would have lost me immediately. There's a long line right out the door and right down the block.
Well, it's the hottest club in the Ocean City.
I'm just saying, all right? My 30-year-old self would have been like, nah.
Yeah. But in your 50s, you're like,
and if you were 30, right, and if you were 30, that means I was, what, 12 or 13?
Exactly. Wow. Is that real? That's how much of a difference there is in age?
No, we're five years apart.
Right.
That's what
right.
I thought it was like a couple of years.
But like she said, it's dog years, so
it's
35,
yes.
It's 35 right. years apart.
But yeah.
I'm actually older than her.
But anyway, they wait that hour and they get in.
Wait an hour to get in. Okay.
It was a long line. And
right, but they're hanging out with the new couple.
Right. Well, I mean, she's sniffing Xanax and...
Wait,
not,
what?
Not Jeannie, Erica. Right, she's sniffing.
She snorts Xanax.
Right,
that's like
right.
her.
She snorts Xanax.
Right, yeah. Right. So
she has anxiety. So.
Gotcha.
She's developed. She's come up with a new way to take Xanax.
I was going to say, you're supposed to snort it. You've had anxiety,
no,
Kim. I've never seen you snorting it.
People do. It's definitely an off-label use of the drug.
Does she chop it up, or is she just the whole pill?
I don't know, but she has a serious penchant for snorting Xanax. And
fun detail.
Had even gone to Chile or someplace and bought like 900 Xanax pills.
And,
you know.
Chile,
so there's a lot.
Like a
there's a lot. There's enough. You know,
I gotcha.
Just a little fun.
Okay. She went to Chile
Chile to get Xanax. Well, you can get
the snortable kind.
You can only buy your prescription's worth of Xanax in the States. There are countries where pharmaceuticals are not as highly regulated.
Gotcha,
so
gotcha.
Is that the right way to put it?
Yeah. Plus, they have the snortable kind.
Right.
He would lie his way into their dreams.
He was looking for James Bond girls.
How fun would that be to be a Bond girl?
Then twist them into a nightmare.
This guy has done this before. He'll do it again.
Until a group of women banded together to put him behind bars and keep him there.
You have to participate fiercely. in what happens next.
I'm Keith Morrison, and this is Murder in the Hollywood Hills, an all-new podcast from Dateline.
Listen to Murder in the Hollywood Hills for free each week, or subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or datelinepremium.com to unlock new episodes 1 week early.
Hey, this is Kim. You know me. I love a good true crime podcast. Well, I'm not the only one who's excited for The Burden, a new true crime series from Orbit Media, the folks who brought you the number one hit, Empire on Blood. Anyway, The Burden tells the story of Detective Louis Sclarella, once celebrated for solving the toughest cases in New York City in the 90s. But things took a turn when a group of convicted murderers, all claiming to be innocent, became jailhouse lawyers and began investigating the investigator. Turns out they uncovered all kinds of issues with Detective Sclarella's involvement in dozens of cases, which led to the release of over 20 people he helped convict. Not only that, but the government had to pay out a record-breaking $150 million in wrongful conviction settlements, with more to come. The question is, can these potentially wrongly convicted murderers get themselves released too? You'll have to listen to find out. The Burden, which includes first-time interviews with Detective Sclarella himself, is out now with new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. So anyway, you know, BJ, he makes good on the promise of those drinks and...
They get into the club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're having fun. They're dancing. They're laughing. They're talking. I mean, it's like you meet a...
Yeah, we've met couples.
Yeah.
And they've had no fun with us.
Right.
Well, you should snort Xanax. You'd be...
Right.
It would make...
What does that even do, by the way? Does anyone know if snorting Xanax...
I honestly had never heard of that.
Me either.
Before. But you've taken Xanax.
Yes, I have, but I've never snorted it.
Well, because snorting anything puts it into your bloodstream a whole lot faster than digesting it.
Right.
Whatever the effect, what is Xanax is anti-anxiety, right?
Yeah.
So does it just make you super relaxed?
It takes the edge off.
Okay.
Xanax is an interesting... I want some...
Why did you get
Xanax?
So quiet?
Because I want some Xanax. Maybe I should be snorting.
Right, maybe you
okay,
should.
Okay, look.
Look, I snorted a steak.
Does this studio have snortable Xanax anywhere?
I snorted a steak before we came here, so
I feel nice.
Okay, so we're in the club.
Yeah, we're in the club. And the party continues. The music is loud. It's hard to be heard, but that's kind of the nightlife.
Especially when you're 70.
There's the strobe lights. Sounds like my worst nightmare. Sounds like a nightmare to me. But
okay.
they were having a good time.
Right.
You know, they were doing shots. And at one point, BJ remarks to the whole group how cool it was that his wife was able to get into the club with a .357 Magnum. So she managed to get in.
She had it stuffed in her waistband, like on top of her butt.
Yeah. Oh.
And security
and
just
got
didn't
past,
notice it.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, let that be me. And I would be in jail.
Right.
For...
I would think most people would either have been caught with it or somehow she just...
For whatever reason.
So the Xanax snorting girl, young girl.
Yes.
How 24. Old is
she? 24 with a gun in secrets.
Yes.
How cool that is. Wait, what kind of gun was she carrying?
A .357 Magnum. She was able to sneak that big ass gun.
That's like a huge gun.
That's like Dirty Harry's gun.
Yeah. And she...
And she's not a big girl. Like, she's...
No.
But those are, like, hard to shoot. Like, that'll knock you across the room. Why is she... And she snuck it in a little bag?
She's
IKEA
in
bag?
Her purse. In her purse. In her little... Purse.
Oh, I thought she had it stuffed in her waistband. So she had it in her purse.
He has a gun in his waistband.
He had it in the waistband.
But
okay, got it.
And what's his gun? A bazooka? What does he have?
Do we know what he had?
I think he had Smith & Wesson.
Detail.
Is that a
That's
brand?
A brand, yeah.
She had a large gun.
Gigantic gun.
I think we can assume maybe that he probably had a gun at least as big as hers.
And he gave it to her.
That was a gun.
Yeah. Right. Here, honey. How big is she? Is she little?
No, she's very petite.
Right. A 357 Magnum. I mean, my dad used to watch Dirty Harry and be like, I love the movie, but it's so unrealistic that he can, with one hand, accurately kill people and shoot mm-hmm. bad guys with this 357 Magnum. He was like, it would blow you backwards mm-hmm. you know, through the window.
But
all right, so
that was her gun, and it went with her wherever she went.
So they're like a regular Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes, yeah, and she would very proudly proclaim that.
What do you mean?
She would say, we're like a Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh.
So another fun fact about this couple, they had reptiles as pets. I think it was a cobra. They had a couple of...
Yeah, they did have a cobra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they named them Bonnie and Clyde.
They had four. Bonnie and Clyde.
Hitler.
Hitler and HIV.
Right.
Oh. for the snakes.
Right.
Hitler and HIV had me laughing out loud. I'm like... Man, these people are messed up, but that's funny.
Yeah, that's...
What is the... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Why HIV?
It's just such a fucked up thing to name a snake or anything.
Or anything, yeah.
Why, I like that you're not asking why Hitler. You skipped over Hitler.
Well, I mean, if you're picking people from history that suck...
Well, HIV sucks.
Hitler was actually a hero of theirs, but...
Oh. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So they have four snakes, right. Bonnie, Clyde, Hitler, and HIV.
And did they tell that to the couple as well?
Let's assume not, because I think if you...
While we're sharing...
But they yeah. did mention... She did mention the Bonnie and Clyde, because
yeah.
she actually had brought them on the vacation.
Wait, the snakes?
Yes.
Right.
This.
But who's home watching Hitler and HIV? Oh, shit, somebody forgot to feed HIV. Now Hitler's mad.
Oh, no, Hitler got HIV.
Jesus. Okay, all right.
I'm trying to think of how many other ways we can get canceled.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. All right, I'm trying to guess who's going to get slakated here. So they're still in the bar.
Right.
Having fun, playing Russian roulette in the corner. Or what are they doing? The guns are out? The guns are
still
hidden?
No, the guns aren't out. They're just, they're made it known that they have guns.
Right.
But they're hanging out. They're having fun.
Right.
They're doing shots. They're having
fun. Who wants another shot?
Right. And that's pretty much how it goes. So now the bar is getting ready to close. And in the spirit of keeping the party going, Erica and BJ invite Jeannie and Josh to come back to their place. They're staying at the Rainbow Condominiums, which... isn't far from the Atlantis.
Okay.
So, and for some fun and hot tub action, they actually had a hot tub in their unit. So they had invited them all to come back.
Right. I'm so glad that you wouldn't even have waited on the line, Kim, because...
that is true.
At some point, you just got to say no. At some point, you just got to say no.
You know, though, you're on vacation. You're in the, like, yeah. let's have fun. You're drinking, you know... The only weird thing...
The only
weird thing we think that they know so far is that they got in the club with guns. However,
right.
that's not necessarily such a big deal. Like, we're in New York City.
Right.
So that would correct. Be like, oh my God. But like in lots of parts of the country, it's like, oh yeah, you have a gun.
Well, having a gun is one thing though, but bringing it out to a club or something.
Or getting in.
Yeah. Because they usually trying to...
I think also to that. Jerry's point too. I mean, it's just sort of the culture.
Right.
It could be that...
Where are they from? Where is BJ and Erica from?
Well, I know she's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where BJ came from.
Oh, Midwest.
We should mention one other detail that might help make it clear why they didn't necessarily freak out about the guns, is that BJ is a Navy SEAL.
Well,
was formerly a Navy SEAL.
Navy, okay. Yeah.
So he's former military.
And incidentally, Josh also is former military.
Right.
Oh.
So these are...
And it was interesting because in the book... that I read about this case, A Cruel Death.
What?
It's a Cruel Death.
A Cruel
yes.
Death? Okay.
Well, actually, it's because Josh was an accountant. It's A Cruel Death.
Right.
God, nothing. There was...
Jeannie had indicated some questioning Eric about the gun and seemed to have some concern. And apparently, Josh kind of poo-pooed it. Like, yeah, it's not that big.
Right. Because that's the thing. Like, he's former military. BJ's right. military. So now you got two macho former right. military guys. Right. It's like, yeah, guns are a thing. So it doesn't...
Right. But I could see my mom being like, why does such a little girl need such a big gun?
Right. Well, it was probably something that she could say that would explain, oh, I have an ex who's stalking me or something. You know, who knows?
Right.
But the guns... were not like the red flag that they might have been gotcha. To you because right. of the culture we live in.
Were they loaded? I guess they were.
Don't know. I don't know if the guns were loaded.
They were.
Yeah, I would hope they weren't, but
the people were.
Who knows? Point being, these guys were kind of bonding, and it's
sure.
not,
okay.
it wasn't like, oh my God, there's a gun. Like, it's right, like, right. oh yeah, you know, you have a gun. Okay, right. cool.
I mean, it's interesting too, because reportedly, Erica had remarked that being around military people, guns were not that unusual.
Right. I don't even have a problem with the guns. I'm just like, you're hanging out with this weird couple, or this couple you've just met. They're snorting Xanax, they're drinking a lot, they've got guns, they seem kind of crazy. I don't know if they brought up their snake named Hitler or whatever.
Well,
they're calling themselves
snakes.
Bonnie and Clyde. They invite you back to their place to get in their hot tub.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, what you just described for a lot of people sounds like the perfect Friday night in Ocean City, Maryland.
Right.
Some little bit of drugs, a little bit of whiff of danger, a hot tub, some shots.
Yeah, that's true. Like, get some crab cakes and I'm in.
Right.
A little Old Bay seasoning. Yeah. Let's do it.
Right. Well, anyway, so the plan was...
Snort that too.
The foursome was reportedly seen leaving together. The plan was that they would get on the drunk bus and Jeannie and Josh would get their bathing suits. Josh would bring some weed that he had. He apparently had the good stuff.
Right.
They would walk the short distance from the Atlantis to the Rainbow Condominiums.
Okay. But they didn't have exact change.
And they would commence to fun and debauchery.
Okay.
That was their party.
So what happened?
So it's Tuesday, May 28th.
Wait, it's the next day? We just jumped ahead of
that? We're jumping a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's the last.
That's the party night. That's the, right. I think it's Saturday night.
Right. Was okay. the, right. And that was the last time the couples were together. They left together. Mm-hmm. The weekend has happened.
People have returned to their home cities. People have gone back to work.
Not
or
all
have
the,
they?
All, not all the people, it sounds like. Okay, so what's going on? Who's left?
HIV.
That snake is just getting hungrier and hungrier. Hitler and HIV are eyeing each other up in the tank. It is a battle.
Battle of evils.
Battle of evil. Satan is standing there with the gold medal for the winner.
So Tuesday, May 28th, 2002. Everybody's pretty much returned back to their lives. Back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeannie had not shown up for work and had missed a meeting.
Okay. Which is not like her.
Like she just doesn't miss meetings.
Right.
This was an immediate red flag for her colleagues. They were alarmed. And when they realized that her boyfriend, too, had not returned, they immediately called the Fairfax police and filed a missing person report.
Okay. So Jeannie's not going to work, and Josh is also
correct.
Right.
Not at work. Okay.
Right. Up until that point, Jeannie had never missed a meeting, so we know something is really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The Fairfax police reaches out to Ocean City police,
uh-huh.
gives them all the information, and we have Detective Burnell, who would go to the Atlantis.
Yeah.
Where they were last known, first thing he notices is her car.
Her car is still in the Atlantis parking lot.
Yeah, Jeannie's car is there.
Okay. Right. Had they checked out?
Nope.
Okay.
They hadn't checked out. And
they were supposed to leave, what, Monday? Or no, that's a three-day weekend.
No, they were supposed to leave Monday.
Monday, okay. So car's there. They haven't checked out.
Right.
But,
and her maroon Acura with the license plate.
No, don't give the license. It's okay.
The license plate, Jeannie C, custom.
It was a custom? It wasn't just a sheer
it wasn't
coincidence?
Just a,
okay.
But it was still in the lot, and the detective had noted that it had not looked like it had been driven for a couple days.
Okay. I don't know how you know that.
Well, you can kind of tell.
You can check for, I don't know, dust or...
That's exactly...
You check for dust?
You know, there was sediment, the leaves. I mean, the car hadn't been driven.
It hadn't moved. Okay, I got you. All
right.
I don't know why I said dust. I meant like leaves and dirt. Not like the, oh, look, this is a dusty car.
I've dusted clearly. For movement.
Right.
I found none.
And they checked the condo that they'd rented.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, the hotel has to continue operating, so their room... Was all their shit in their room?
Their room was
empty.
No. I mean, in fact, their room, incidentally, had everything left the way that it was. It was as if Jeannie and Josh just vanished.
Right. But then doesn't the hotel have to turn over? Like, isn't there a maid or somebody knocking on the door? Like,
it's a condo.
Oh.
So it's like a timeshare condo where you can also
rent by the weekend. So they could stay there longer.
I don't know if the condo was like wondering, you know, where these people were, why they hadn't checked out, but nobody had raised a red flag there, from that end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so everything was left as it was when Jeannie and Josh were there.
Right.
And it was so undisturbed. There was credit cards there, the clothes and everything. No signs at all of any kind of struggle. So the Ocean City police detective at that point was like, okay, so this is the missing persons, right? We don't have evidence of any crime necessarily that's been
Her purse
committed.
Was there, a half-smoked cigar, a roach. I mean,
it just looked like they were missing, basically.
Or that they were out and it looked like they could come back.
Thanks for holding your hand up to your mouth like you were smoking weed when you said roach, honey.
Well, I just want
I appreciate that. I appreciate that visual.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Women Who Travel is a transported podcast for anyone curious about the world. We talk to adventurers and athletes.
I've raced the God's Own Adventure Race, which is on the South Island and goes through the mountains down in the Southern Alps on New Zealand. That was 8 days spent out in the wilderness.
And chefs.
Iranian food is home, it's family, it's love.
And we share dispatches from our listeners.
Ireland is full of these, I will call them ghosts of the past.
From stampeding elephants to training sled dogs, we hear it all.
The dogs will curl right up with you, and it can be kind of cozy waiting things out.
New episodes of Women Who Travel publish every Thursday. Join us wherever you listen.
Hi, I'm Matt Harris. Seton Tucker and I host the podcast Impact of Influence, which for 2 years covered in depth Alec Murdoch, who was eventually convicted in 2023 of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. That story continues to evolve, and we will cover that. Plus, we will tell you stories of other true crime events that have happened in the South. Please join us on Impact of Influence. And give us a follow on the Impact of Influence Facebook page.
You're welcome. I aim to please. And the other thing they noted, too, were four wine glasses.
Four?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was one tip that had come in because the Fairfax police down in Virginia had put out a missing persons bulletin. And one tip had come in. Someone said that there was two bodies that were buried. You could see a mound where two bodies were buried in the sand right in front of the Atlantis Hotel where they'd been staying, which the police checked. It turned out to be completely false. There was no, you know.
Oh. That's a random...
Well, you know, people get creative. They hear, you know, two people are missing.
Oh,
so they
I see.
They saw it was probably like, you know, those mounds when people do those mounds where they put themselves under sand. It was something like that.
Right.
But someone was like, oh, that's where the bodies are under these mounds. And
thank you, sir. Thank you.
Police were very quickly determine that, in fact, that was not the case.
Right. There's a big two bodies buried and a child sitting there with a little shovel and pail.
Right. It was him. It was that little six-year-old did it.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of tips started pouring in, people saying where they'd seen them. You know, some were valid. Some were just total dead ends.
Now, wait. When they left Secrets, they did get back on a drunk bus.
They got back on a drunk bus.
Right.
And
got off at some point.
Right.
Near that Rainbow Hotel or whatever that was. Okay.
And no one from Josh and Jeannie's hotel says nobody there saw them after Friday night.
Right.
But we know that Josh called his brother on Saturday.
Right.
Oh.
So timeline, you know, we know they're around. We know that they went out with these folks on Saturday night. At this point, they've just gone missing.
But the trail goes cold at like late Saturday or Sunday morning, early Sunday
after
morning.
After Secrets close, they go back to that.
Right.
Okay.
After Secrets close, they go back to BJ.
Allegedly.
And Erica's.
Well, that was a plan, right?
That's what we think happened, right?
Okay.
So they're in this penthouse and then that's it. No further.
But we know for a fact that they got to that penthouse?
Do we know?
Do you know? We don't. You might.
What is knowing?
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's continue from the other side of it.
Well, at this point now, the detective immediately had a sinking feeling that something was off. He would say that something just didn't feel right.
Same here with me. And I'm not even a detective. So I'm starting to feel it too.
And, you know, he got flyers out and started questioning people, went to the Green Turtle, saw surveillance footage of them. So he knew that they were there and they were around.
Uh-huh.
Found receipts in the condo.
It just remind me, were they able to piece from the surveillance video that they had gone to BJ and Erica's place? I don't think they had, right?
No.
They were only able to piece together some of the bars they'd visited.
Right.
On the Ocean City, Maryland Strip.
Right.
Before Secrets.
Including Secrets.
Okay. Why are you guys being so coy? I guess they're like looking at me like suspiciously. I didn't do it. I wasn't there. I can prove it.
To recap, Josh and Jeannie,
mm-hmm.
who live in Fairfax, have mm-hmm. gone to Ocean City, Maryland for a fun weekend. They have...
Nighttime hijinks,
right? Mm-hmm. They've befriended a couple on the drunk bus who they helped pay for their fare. This mm-hmm. couple returned the favor by buying them drinks at the...
Secrets.
Yep. At Secrets, we learn that both BJ and Erica have guns on them and somehow got in.
Guns, drugs, and Hitler.
Guns, drugs, right?
And BJ was very impressed that his wife was able to get in. Pack and heat, right?
Josh is former military. BJ's former military. So the guys are like, okay, yeah, guns, cool, great.
Right.
Doing shots. The bar closes. BJ and Erica invite Jeannie and Josh back to their penthouse to keep the party going.
Right. Hot tub action.
All right. Agatha Christie. I get it. There's all the, the pieces are there. Who done it?
And what now Josh and Jeannie are missing.
Right.
I think that's where we should end.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I think.
I see. It's a two-part mystery.
Ding, ding,
wow,
ding.
Wow. You guys. Yeah. All right. All right. We'll see you on the next one when we find out what happens. I'm not going to be able to sleep until I learn what happens to Josh and Jeannie. I dream of Jeannie. All right.
We sprung that on you, and I think it's
excellent.
Really,
yeah, well done.
Two-parter.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you on the next one.
Yeah. Toodaloo.